Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Good morning. I would like for you to listen to a message I brought from our archives, a recent message. Let's go ahead and listen to part three. I want to encourage you to please join us at Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel in Noblesville.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. We learn in Romans 5:21, you don't have this in your notes, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace abounds where there is sin. Grace abounds where man is depraved. Roman numeral 7, to become a disciple. Now, the Bible says, let me just go back a little bit. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. But God is much long-suffering compared to you and I. God is patient. I had to learn patience Anybody else want to admit that in life? Learn patience. You drive on New Jersey highways and road rage is instantaneously, okay? It's instantaneous. It just flows out of you. I've had to learn patience. To become a disciple, we are commanded to become like Christ and mirror his love in the world. We are commanded to become like Christ and mirror his love in the world. Now, these are commandments that we can choose to do or not do. That doesn't negate were you saved or not. Unlike God, the natural man is filled with nothing but hate. As we read in that article at the beginning. Unlike God, the natural man, that means the unsaved man, the unregenerate man, naturally in our natural state, in our flesh, we are filled with nothing but hate. For us to love is extremely difficult. Underline these words. Love is a learned trait. Love is a learned trait. And in the unregenerate soul, love is conditional. Means we love because somebody else loves us. We don't have unconditional love. The natural man's idea of love stems from man's emotions, feelings, passions. This form of love is sensual. It fluctuates like the wind. For the disciple, love takes on a whole new meaning. It becomes part of the new nature which stems from the heart, the soul, and the mind. We learn this from the great commandment. For the believer who wants to go on and become a disciple, and there is definitely a distinction in Scripture, and I'll bear this out over time. Let's go to John chapter 8. Just a quick example. There is a difference between a believer. Jesus is preaching here, and there are many listening to him. And it says in verse 30, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which, what? Believed on him. So he's talking specifically to those believers. He didn't have an altar call. He didn't have them come forward and present them in front of everybody and say, these believed. He knew they believed. The Holy Spirit is revealing this information to John. But Jesus says, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. There's a distinct difference between being just a believer and being a disciple. It's clear as day right there. Being a disciple means you want to go on and be and follow after the Lord. For the believer who wants to go on and become a disciple, Christ gives multiple commandments for us to follow concerning love. The great commandment. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So the two great commandments in the Bible, they call this the great commandment. Love the Lord thy God and love thy neighbor. The scriptures tell us we love him because he first loved us. Because God loved us and forgave us of our sins, saved us from our sins, we love him. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Love your enemies. That's an impossibility for us in our natural flesh. We can't do that naturally. God has to do something in you to get you to do that. That's not a natural trait. Love your enemies? Jesus did it. He practiced it on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. But that is not a natural instinct in our nature. Correct? Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Corporal Jacob DeShazer. Not sure if you've ever heard this story before. But he was part of the Doolittle Raiders that bombed Tokyo shortly after Pearl Harbor. The problem was they were coming off aircraft carriers way out in the ocean, and it was a one-way flight. They only had enough gas with the load of bombs that they were carrying that they were to fly over Tokyo and keep flying into China and hope they got into Allied territory, because that was the period of time also that Japan was in China trying to take control of China. But we had Allied forces there in China. But if they landed in enemy territory, they were in big trouble. And so he was part of the Doolittle Raiders, and he and several other pilots, Doolittle was the general, I believe he was the general at the time, but I'm not sure. He and several other pilots didn't land in Allied territory, but enemy territory. And he was taken in as a prisoner of war, and tortured, and given very little food. He says, "My hatred for the enemy nearly drove me crazy. My thoughts turned towards what I had heard about Christianity, changing hatred between human beings into real brotherly love. My thoughts turned toward what I had heard about Christianity, changing hatred between human beings into real brotherly love." It was about 40 months he was in this prison camp, tortured, put in solitary confinement. After 2 years of being in this prison, the guards told him and other prisoners that they had to treat them nicer, the prisoners nicer. The emperor was told the guards and the warden of the prison camp that they had to treat the prisoners better. And so they gave them more food rationings, and they after 2 years of being a prisoner, gave Jacob DeShazer a Bible. He got his hands on a Bible. He wasn't a Christian. He wasn't saved, but he started reading that Bible. The sentence that changed DeShazer's world was Jesus saying on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He said, "I realized that these people did not know anything about my Savior, and that if Christ is not in a heart, it is natural to be cruel." It is natural to be cruel. So DeShazer was in this prison camp from around 42 to 45. He went from 5'6" frame from 160 pounds to 128 pounds. He was in prison for 40 months, and 36 of them was in solitary confinement. He was covered with boils. He said, "The only feeling I harbored was that of hatred, bitter hatred." But he got saved in the prison camp, turned to the Lord, and started treating his captors better, and being kind to them. And even when they were cruel to him, and he naturally saw the prison guards changing their personalities. towards him and towards others. He had prayer meetings. He was released. When the war came to an end, he went to America, went to Bible college, returned to Japan as a civilian, as a minister. He wrote a tract about his ordeal. Title of that tract was, I Was a Prisoner of Japan, and what God did for him in Japan. And it was widely distributed through Japan. And one particular individual got a hold of that tract, and that was the commander of the planes that flew over Pearl Harbor. And he was at the point, almost at the point of bringing an end to his life. He was miserable. All his dreams were shattered. And he got a hold of that track. His name was Mitsuo Tsuchiya, Captain Mitsuo Tsuchiya. And he was the commander, the captain of that attack on Pearl Harbor. He came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and the two men evangelized the East. Japan, they went all over. And DeShazer said more people were drawn to the Japanese captain's testimony than my testimony. And people came, he said, I was watching another video about it last night. He's saying the people were captivated on how he came to a saving knowledge, not just DeShazer, but they went into Thailand and Vietnam and the mainland, and also all throughout Japan after the war, the two of them together. And, you know, two bitter enemies. Who did that? That was the Lord Jesus Christ. God's word did that. Changed a person's personality and changed them completely to love. And that changed the condition. The Japanese people, they're lovely people. I've worked with Japanese people. I had an uncle and my cousins lived there for 3 years. We communicated back and forth. I've worked with Japanese people in business. They're lovely people. Now, we need more missionaries to Japan. We know a family that are a missionary. They're not supported by the Baptist temple, but they're struggling getting converts. Bless this woman's heart, the missionary's wife. She has 12 children, and she's still going. 12 children. That makes up most of the church. But they're struggling to get, but the people are just very kind-hearted people. But it's amazing how worked up we can get into a frenzy and be bitter with one another, but then God's word can bring us back to reality, God's reality. Corrie Ten Boom, many of you may have seen the movie or read this book, The Hiding Place. She and her father and sister hid Jews in their home. They had a special wall, a facade wall built in a bedroom that they hid Jews behind during the time of Hitler. And it was finally discovered that they were hiding Jews, and they were thrown into concentration camps, and she was in one of the worst ones, concentration camps, Ravensbrück. And survived it. Her sister didn't survive. Other family members didn't survive. Her father died before even making it to a concentration camp. And then she talked about God's love helping her through her experience and ordeal in the prison, Ravensbrück. And she went all over the world, and she wrote a book called Not Only the Hiding Place, but The Tramp for the Lord. And she talks about coming in Germany. She was talking about her experience and the love of God. And she wrote that she was approached. She was teaching in Germany in 1947. She was approached by a former Ravensbrück camp guard who had been known as one of the cruelest. And this is after the war. Reluctant to forgive him, she prayed that she would be able to. And she wrote in her book, The Tramp for the Lord, "For a long moment we grasped each other's hands, the former guard and the former prisoner. I had never known God's love so intensely as I did then." In the same passage, she wrote that in her post-war experience with other victims of Nazi brutality, those who were able to forgive were best able to rebuild their lives. She appeared on many Christian television programs discussing her ordeals during the Holocaust and the concept of forgiving and God's love. She said over and over again, you hear those words in this book, in the movie, "There is no pit so deep that he is not deeper still." Means you can be thrown in the inner sanctums of the prison, in solitary confinement, beaten and tortured, and God is there, and God's love is there. And God can maintain you through that and keep you from getting bitter. Ernest Gordon, a survivor of the Japanese POW camp along the Kwai River. There was a movie, The Bridge Over the River Kwai, based upon Ernest Gordon. A different movie was written about his life, but about the similar Japanese prisoner of war camp. Ernest Gordon later in life became a chaplain at Princeton College. He was a dean and chaplain at Princeton University. He was originally from England. And the book that was written about his life was Through the Valley of Kwai. And then the book served as an inspiration to the film To End All Wars, which opened in 2001. And how he forgave his captors. He said, in a quote from him, "Faith survive or faith thrives when there is no hope but God." He said, "It is luxury and success that makes men greedy." But they had no hope. The only hope they had was God. And he also turned to the Lord. He almost died. He had multiple diseases and sicknesses, and was on his deathbed, and God allowed him to survive by the kindness of other prisoners who gave him their rationings of their food. And then he became the chaplain in the prison camp and prayed with the captors and the captives, and talks about his learning to forgive. The Bible tells us here in Matthew chapter 5, "For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same?" But ye, see, they're saying that's conditional love. Our love in the flesh is all conditional. We love people because they love us. "But be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Thereby we know that we are in him. Whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected." Keeping God's word. Remembering what God says in the time of struggles and difficulties, in the time of of anger and wanting to lash out. Hereby we know that we are in him. Or forgiving, asking for forgiveness when we do lash out. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. Notice it says the love of God. The verse above it said the love of God. Grace comes by the Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God is what brought grace. That was Jesus. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's goods and seeth his brother hath need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? It tells us in 1 John chapter 4. It says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And then comes the verse, we love him because he first loved us. If God is dead, love could never exist, and grace could never exist. But we individually have experienced God's grace, have experienced God's love. And if I opened up the floor for testimonies, you could give testimony to what God has done in your life. We as American Christians have been extremely blessed. He loadeth us with benefits daily. But sometimes we don't realize how blessed we are and all the benefits that God has given us on this earth. If there's somebody in the audience, somebody here who doesn't know the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, hasn't believed, I want to show you after the service how you can have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and his coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.